Station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
Thank you. And welcome to Noise is for Heroes here on 101.9 CITR. My name is Cameron. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get right to it. You heard opening up the show from Montreal, Quebec. That was Duchess Says with the track Babies Got the Rabies from the album Anthologie des Trois Pêcheurs, released in 2008. I know I butchered it. I don't care. Moving on. Duchess Says they've been quiet for a while, but they appear based solely on what I can see on their Instagram. They are now presently involved in multimedia presentations around the Montreal area, getting that sort of thing. And speaking of people who are still staples in their hometown, from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you just heard The Suburbs from that was the title track called Love is the Law from that album in 1983. Yes, they are still putting out new material. They have, the band, The Suburbs, they have a lot of cool stories about a venue in Minneapolis called Longhorn. And this is kind of one of the cool things I like about doing this show, because up next I was going to follow it up with a band from New York City called Suicide. And in their second album released in 1977, a little tie-in with The Suburbs. So The Suburbs have a really great story about meeting the boss, Bruce Springsteen, down at the Longhorn. And then I found out that Bruce Springsteen actually does a cover of Suicide, one of Suicide's songs, as a regular part of his live show. We're going to play that one. We're going to play Dream Baby Dream. I just thought it was a nice, cool connection. It's just, I didn't know about it. Researching, you go down the rabbit hole, you find this stuff out, and it's a lot of fun. That's half the reason why I'm here. Anyway, Suicide, yeah, one of the first pioneering electronic acts out there. Mad respect for them all over the music community. After we play them, we're going to take a very, very quick break, but then we'll be back with a whole lot more on Noise is for Heroes here on 101.9 CITR.
You keep that flame burning, babe. Now you gotta keep that flame burning forever, baby. Dream that dream. Yeah, come on, baby, keep that dream burning. Yeah. Forever and ever. Forever and ever. Oh, dream, baby, dream. That's the dreams that keep you free, baby. Yeah, you gotta make them dreams come true. Oh, keep them dreams burning, baby. Yeah, yeah, keep them dreams burning forever. Oh, dream, baby, dream, baby.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us. minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Baby, baby, we've been in bed so long, and your breath, it is strong. The time we were moving on, your breath is hitting me in the face like a gong, like a gong. Go downtown, it's like, can I get a Western sandwich, ma'am? If you don't mind, leave off the ham. She says, sonny, it's not a Western without ham, without ham. I say, listen here, granny, I'm too hungover to argue. Just bring me a green pepper, green onion, and fried egg sandwich, ma'am, ma'am. Baby, baby, we've been in bed too long, and your breath, it is strong. It's time we were moving on,
It's fine. We can probably leave that shit in there.
Yeah, it's okay.
I think it's okay. Right. I'm never going to get it right.
Don't be so hard on yourself. It sounded pretty good to me. From Hamilton, Ontario, that was Bored Again Johnston, more commonly known as B.A. Johnston, with his song Western Sandwich from the album My Heart is a Blinking Nintendo, released in 2005. He's got a lot of fun tracks. I really like B.A. Johnston. Up next, from Sydney, Australia, Royal Headache. Gonna play My Own Fantasy from the High album in 2015. It's an overlooked little gem, in my personal opinion. From the past several years, the band Royal Headache has since disbanded, but the vocalist, Tim Shogun Wall, is still active, and he's using his Shogun and the Sheets project. Some pretty cool sounding stuff coming out of there, too. And then, up next, after them, is from right here in Vancouver, Tough Age. You can play Snakes and Ladders from the I Got the Feeling Central in 2015. Tough Age, they are on local label Mint Records, which was founded in 1991 by two members of this very same radio station that you are listening to right now, Randy Iwata and Bill Baker. 20 years in business. Happy 20 to Mint Records. I just like saying records that way. I don't know why. Hopefully they get another 20, at least under their belt, going strong, but good for them. So let's get Royal Headache with My Own Fantasy and Tough Age with Snakes and Ladders. You're on 101.9 CITR.
Just say
You just heard Tough Age with Snakes and Ladders, and before that, Royal Headache with My Own Fantasy. Up next, from New York City, Bush Tetras, Too Many Creeps from 1980. Drummer D-Pop passed away in October, been meaning to play this one in tribute. Bush Tetras, one of the original CBGB punk bands, but was actually mostly made up of female members, and this track, their biggest hit, was about being hassled by the men while they're walking around the Lower East Side. D-Pop, as the drummer, he sought to contribute just a little bit of funk to the punk, and it worked out pretty well. Tip of the hat to him for all the work that he did. And then after that, from Toronto, Ontario, TRST, or Trust, as they're sometimes known, from the Joyland album 2014, gonna spin Ichabod. Trust is Robert Alphonse and Princess Century. Well, they were. They formed that band in 2010, and although she's not a part of the current lineup, she's got her own solo career and has also worked with Austra. Might play one of those two next week, but first, for this sneak, for right now, we're going to play Bush Tetras, Too Many Creeps, and TRST with Ichabod.
I just don't wanna go. I see you.
The haunting debut album Black Moon by Civic TV provides a cinematic backdrop, a modern-day symphony of the dark and light that is our collective reality. Take a listen to Black Moon, now available via Flemish Eye Records and on all streaming platforms.
Hey, why are you so sad today?
My succulent died.
Can you even kill those things?
It's okay, there's a Dead Succulent Haunt episode every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on CITR to help your plants grow and to help you mourn those you've lost.
Come on, let's go start some cuttings and listen to Dead Succulent Haunt with Everly on CITR 101.9.
Dead Succulent Haunt, the show that is up next, and... Before those little announcements, you heard TRST with Ichabod and Bush Tetras with Too Many Creeps up next. A band that I said on the last show I was going to play them on this show, and so I am. From Detroit, Michigan, Proto Martyr featuring Kelly Deal, going to play You Always Win. From the Constellation EP in 2018, Proto Martyr is a band that Iggy Pop has described as the best band in America we've got right now. And I think he might be right. But, giving them a run for their money, up next, we're going to play, from Brooklyn, Black Marble, from the It's Immaterial album. Going to spin the track Iron Lung. And that's another band that's got that post-punk vibe that I love down just so well. And even more impressive that this is actually a solo project. Chris Stewart is the man behind it all. So here we go with Proto Martyr featuring Kelly Deal with You Always Win. And then after that, we're going to play Black Marble with Iron Lung here on 101.9 CITR. Noise is for heroes. That was Black Marble with the track Iron Lung. Before that, Proto Martyr with You Always Win. Gotta squeeze in a couple more here before I run out of time. From South Carolina, Eartha Kitt, Somebody Bad Stole De Wedding Bell, released in 1954. Ah, yeah, Eartha Kitt. Catwoman. In the original Batman series, after Julie Newmar left, she became the second black female to achieve mainstream TV success after Nichelle Nichols, who was Lieutenant Uhura from Star Trek, the original series. Kind of got a crush on both those ladies around then. But anyways, after that, a band that was founded in Wagga Wagga, Australia. No, I'm not making that up. The Eurythmics with Love is a Stranger. That was a 1982 single. And this Love is a Stranger didn't get a lot of love when it first came out. But after Sweet Dreams Are Made of This got released the next year, this track got re-released and got 13 weeks on the charts afterwards. So, yeah, it's a pretty good track as well. It was their second single. So, here we go with Eartha Kitt from 1954, Somebody Bad Stole De Wedding Bell, and then Eurythmics, Love is a Stranger.
Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Now nobody can get married. Who's got the ding dong? Who's got the bell? Who's got the ding dong? Who's got the bell? Somebody know, but nobody tell. 'Cause somebody bad stole the wedding bell. We got sarsaparilla soda on the ice. We got shoes and rice and free advice. We got a bridal suite in honeymoon hotel. But what good is that without a wedding bell?
Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Now nobody can get married.
Who's got the ding dong? Who's got the bell? Who's got the ding dong? Who's got the bell? Somebody know, but nobody tell. 'Cause somebody bad stole the wedding bell.
All day the people look at the steeple, but they don't see the bell.
We got very fine detective Sherlock John, and he's sure to question every man. Soon in the marketplace where people buy and sell, he's sure to arrest the one who sells the bell. Who's got the ding dong? Who's got the bell? Who's got the ding dong? Who's got the bell? Somebody know, but nobody tell. 'Cause somebody bad stole the wedding bell.
We got solos by the island singing band. We got lots of sun and lots of sand.
We got lover's moon, we got a wishing well. And oh, how I wish we had a wedding bell.
Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Now nobody can get married.
Who's got the ding dong? Who's got the bell? Who's got the ding dong? Who's got the bell? Somebody know, but nobody tell. 'Cause somebody bad stole the wedding bell.
Thank you.
That was the Eurythmics with Love is a Stranger, and before that, Eartha Kitt, Somebody Bad Stole the Wedding Bell. Friends and listeners, I am out of time. Just a reminder, you can reach me at cameron.theradio@gmail.com, but I've got about 4 minutes left, so I'm going to really, really tightly squeeze in from Grangemouth, Scotland, the Cocteau Twins, the 7-inch version of Pearly Dewdrops Drops from the Spangle Maker in 1984. They're still relevant today. Netflix just used it this year for the final scene in the miniseries Halston, starring Ewan McGregor. That's all I got to say. Completely out of time. Gotta go. Catch you next time.
Yeah. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territory of the Musqueam people.
Oh, life's a killer, we're off the blade. Pretend we're not with our different names. Swimming low.